Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. We're all conditioned at a young age to have certain beliefs about the right path to take in life. Some women are often told that at the end of a story, there will be a Prince Charming waiting to take care of them. Some boys are conditioned to believe that they should hide their emotions because showing them is a sign of weakness. This kind of conditioning often makes it hard for us to know ourselves and what we want out of life. My guest today, Christina Nimmergood, has taken a truly interesting path to find her own purpose. She uses what she's learned about herself to empower other people and help them find their unique mission and purpose in life. She's here with us today to share her journey and give us some tips to better understand what we want, even when it goes against what we've been conditioned to believe about our lives and how they should go. Christina, welcome to the show. So happy to have you with us today and to talk about this really important subject matter.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. You know, I really appreciate the reaching out, and I honor the work that you're doing. I want to throw it back to you for a second and just give much love and respect to you for being a vehicle and a light for the rest of us to get this message out. And you're definitely purpose-driven, so thank you for the work that you're doing.
Aw, thank you, Christina. That's so sweet. Very kind of you. Yeah, and I mean, I recognize in the work that you do that, you know, you really do challenge this belief of what the shoulds are. And I know I work with a lot of clients about this too, is we have these shoulds in our mind of you know, and it could be coming from society tells us we should, or our mom tells us we should be doing something, or, you know, we get these messages. So I'm grateful for you for helping people really try and understand whether it's their should. Is it their real true heart speaking, or is it something else? So can you tell me and the audience a little bit about how you help people understand this?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, so that kind of relays into finding your purpose in life, right? And in my book, The Sacred Garden of She, I call this finding yourself, you know. And one of the things that I've come across, and I came across this, I can't recall where it was exactly written, but I heard this line and it stuck with me forever, like heart deep. And it's, this is the line. It says, you can't get what you really want if you don't know who you really are. Mm-hmm. Right? So this is what sparked my personal journey of discovering self, so to speak. You know, I mean, going back to your shoulds, you know, we should all over ourselves. You know, we should do this. We should do that. This is what I was raised to do, raised to believe. You know, and that's all cool. But the empowerment comes when we become aware of it. You know, it's like, what do I really want to do? Not what should I do? Right? Right. It's an internal view versus an external view, you know.
Absolutely.
So and what's super cool is that, well, this is where the awareness comes, right? So we start off going through life defending who we're not, right? Rather than embracing and expressing who we are, right? This is eliminating the shoulds, right? So you know, you don't know what you want if you don't know who you are. So it's always going within it and figuring out who you are and claiming that person.
I love that. So expressing who we are not, is that what a lot of kids do when you're growing up? I mean, is that something that you try and help people be aware of? Like when we say, you know, or I'm not a skater, I'm not a drug user. Do we do that first? Is that something you find common?
Oh, absolutely. This is that self-sabotaging chatter that just rattles our minds. You know, we create this persona, this personality, you know, perception is projection, right? So when we tell ourselves that we're not, I'm not this, and we're defending, right? We're really truly defending what we're not, right? For instance, when I was young, I had short hair and I was always called a boy. I would go in the girls' restroom and I was called a boy. And I'm like, well, I'm not a boy, you know? So I was always telling people what I wasn't instead of leading with who I am, you know? So that led to a struggle, you know, in my, you know, I call quarter life crisis, right? With my mid-20s, where I was like, well, you know what? Who am I? I've been living my life this whole time telling people who I'm not. And that caused a lot of pain and a lot of suppression of emotions, and which led to other, you know, disempowering, downward spiraling behaviors and habits. But, you know, so it's twisting that. It's like, you know what? I'm tired of telling myself who I'm not. Let me reveal to myself who I am. Let me get out of my own way and let me lead with this self, this empowered, this true and soulful self. You know, so you're absolutely right. It does start off with saying who we're not, you know, get that out of the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I work with my clients who are, you know, usually starting a path of recovery or of health, and they say to me, you know, I've been so disconnected with myself for so many years, I really don't know who I am. And because sometimes their behaviors were hijacked by drugs or alcohol or something else that was going on in their life, and their behaviors really aren't reflective of their true core values, of their true authentic beliefs. And so they get so far from that person, so disconnected, that at the end of the day, when they're sitting in front of me, they're like, I really don't know who I am. And so how do we start that? And so for, you know, we all, I think all of us that are doing this kind of work have different ways of doing that, of helping them kind of reconnect. I kind of help them figure out their core values, what's important to them. But how do you help people find out who they are?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The values is one for sure to definitely hit on, you know, because it all starts with who we believe ourselves to be, right? And it's these beliefs that we hold as true that make up, you know, how we perceive ourselves to be, which is our identity, you know? And so ultimately, it's our belief system, you know, a belief system as in how we view ourselves and the world around us, right? That's the foundation for how we view our self-worth, right? And it's this identity, you know, the personality we've taken on, so to speak, that shapes the quality of choices available to us. Right. So this is the whole reason why, you know, we don't do what we can. Rather, we live who we believe we are. So it's absolutely going within, shifting the beliefs and figuring out what we value. And this is a technique that I oftentimes use with people. And it's called it's I am, you know, and I'm going to in my book, The Sacred Garden of She, it's on page 80 and 81. And I'll start right here. I want to read this quote super quick. So this is from Tony Robbins. Sure. And this has to do with, so we're going to relay into this technique called I am, the exercise. So Tony says is, what you consistently speak with emotional intensity, you will experience, you will create, and you will become. The words that you speak with emotional conviction become the life you live. This is your heaven or this is your hell. So this goes back to what we tell ourselves. Our words have so much power. And it obviously starts with our thoughts, right? So then this leads into this exercise, right? So this is how we integrate our personal power into our life, more so to become who we are, right? So, okay, I'm going to rock y'all through this exercise. It's three steps, and I'm going to kind of speak a little fast for the sake of time. Number one, so close your eyes, right, and take a deep breath. Visualize who you are. At your very core, visualize who you are. You know who you are. And visualize who you're becoming. Who do you want to become more of? Feel this truth deep within you. Let this feeling consume your thoughts, your focus, and let this feeling flow throughout your body from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes. Really, truly resonate with who you know you are. Okay? With your eyes still closed, proclaim that which you are out loud with emotional conviction in this format. So now speak it out loud. I am blank. I am blank. You want to create 5 to 10 statements of who you are and unleash them continuously for 90 seconds. Boom, boom, boom. I am, I am, I am. So what I do is I legitimately stand up. And I kind of yell, like, kind of like this, like, you know, I am aligned with my purpose. I am beautiful. I am divinity expressed. I am right where I need to be. Mm. I am creative. I am smart. I am a good person, right? You know, and then open your eyes and you repeat this daily for conditioned peak performance, you know. And your identity lies within you. It's never without you. It's always within you. So what we speak with emotional conviction, we create a pattern. And then when we have a meaning behind that pattern, it's so heart deep, it's not negotiable. It's not negotiable that you're going to become more of what you believe yourself to be. So it's really flipping those thoughts from stop telling yourself who you are not and begin telling yourself who you are. And this I am technique is one way to do it, you know?
I love this. This is so enlightening, refreshing, beautiful, and very empowering for people to begin. This is so deep too. I mean, this goes beyond putting things out into the universe and changing the conversation and the positive self-talk that you can really have and bring into your life. So thank you, Christina, so much for this insightful conversation. You can find Christina at femolution.com. That's F as in Frank, emolution.com. And her book, The Sacred Garden of She. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us today, and stay well.